Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Yay, 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 yay. Hello, this is Margaret Gray. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come and see me sing some of the great favorites of all of those wonderful years of show music at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center in Milwaukee. I'll be singing Life is a Cabaret, Camelot, The King and I, The King and Her, You and the King, You, Me, and Pooh Neal, all of them, the greats, the classics, and the ones you've never heard of, and neither has he.
The Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center proudly presents Margaret Gray this coming Christmas season. The Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center in Milwaukee presents such a groundbreaking existential truth, a play by the French playwright Jacques Lefortin, that it's been banned in 16 East Coast cities. Only Milwaukee has the guts to show you Go Fuck a Duck by the French playwright This is Dr. Kibble. Do you want that to happen to you? Of course not. Which brings us to Dr. Kibble's don'ts number 4. Don't ever write a play if you're French and you've got a heroin addiction, because then it'll sound like you're just another degenerate bohemian and no one will take you seriously. That's my philosophy. That's what I think, and I'm sticking to it. Be sure to tune in for another one of Dr. Kibble's don'ts. That's Dr. Kibble don't number 3. Or did I call it a no-no? Dr. Kibble's Detox Centers, now in 14 fictitious locations. The other two, they can't afford to open up in their imaginations.
I used to be a guy, and now I'm a girl. I used to be a guy, and now I'm a girl. I used to be a guy, and now I'm a girl. I hope I get out of town. Oh! I used to be a guy, and now I'm a girl. I used to be a guy, and now I'm a girl. I used to be a guy, and now I'm a girl. I hope I get out of town.
Hey, everybody, this is Larry McKinney reminding you that I used to be a guy, now I'm a girl is going to be opening at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center starting in November. One of the funniest plays, says the New York Times. A laugh riot, says the Boston Globe. You got to go see it, says the Milwaukee Sentinel. I used to be a guy, but now I'm a girl. Tells the story of a guy who does have a sex change, who he can get out of town with the ill-gotten gains from a bank robbery, then find another sex change to turn back to a guy, which, you know, burns up all the money that he stole in the bank robbery. A real idiot. You can't possibly make this stuff up. Well, except the people that wrote this did. I used to be a guy, now I'm a girl. The Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center starting in November.
Hey, everyone, this is Jean-Paul Jadelli reminding you to come out here tonight to the Milwaukee Expo. I'm going to be at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center later tonight. It's the Jean-Paul Jadelli of Expo, Cooking Expo, and I'm on the phone. Just, I got to get back here because I've got a souffle and some other things that I'm cooking up for tonight. If you're on a diet, just come out and watch me eat. You know, you think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. A lot of people get a great deal of enjoyment out of that. You may be on a diet, but you want to eat, but you can't eat. You want me, because I don't give a, I enjoy it, you know, I think that I hope it's really good.
Go on out and see him now. It's Chef Carl Chedilia there at the Milwaukee Expo and at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center tonight. Now playing in downtown Milwaukee's Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center, A Brat Abroad. What do you do when there's a punk in your backyard singing like a... Oh, that's right, A Punk Abroad, downtown Milwaukee's Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center. Thank you. A Punk Abroad. Controlling that punk meant everything to her. It meant her life. It meant her life savings. And it meant her sanity.
Gary, Indiana, Gary.
Dead, Red. A Punk Abroad at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center now through the end of the month.
See A Punk Abroad and the Association. We don't have any association music, so I'm just going to sing some of the tunes that you probably remember. Who's going down the street, liddy-dee-dee, everyone knows it's windy. Yeah, it's windy. It's fucking cold, too. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. A kid'll eat ivy too, wouldn't you?
Mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. A kid'll eat ivy too, wouldn't you? That's the name of the play. And it's appearing now at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center in Milwaukee. I wouldn't go and see it on a bet, because you have to be able to say the name of the play before they even allow you in, even though you've purchased a ticket. Why are you waving your left arm around like that? Because I feel almost as if I have a neurological disease doing this commercial. Mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. A kid'll eat ivy too, wouldn't you? Appearing now at the Jesus H. Christ Memorial. Appearing now at the Jesus H. Christ Memorial. Appearing now at the...
The Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center, Milwaukee.
Coming back to the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center, three nights with Tom Todbody and his poetry. Tom Todbody's poetry. Yesterday, I saw the moon. The moon. The moon. The moon. I liked it, but I like you. I like you a lot. No, you can't get out of my car. Tom Todbody went to prison for 15 years. He wrote a lot of poetry in prison, and a lot of it impressed a lot of some of the very important poetic minds in our nation. I have a gun, which I won't use. Only as a sex object, but not an act of violence. Sex, not violence. Don't you think that's better? It's not my penis. It's the barrel of a gun. But I won't hurt you. I promise. Tom Todbody, an amazing poetic voice, says the Milwaukee Sentinel. Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center. Tom Todbody, poetry. See it now. Woo! The Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center in downtown Milwaukee presents Godspell. Yes, taking the Bible and turning it into a popular, frolicking, fun, and danceable event. Godspell, the revolutionary musical that just took the country by storm. Now, it's coming to the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center some 40 years finally after it came out. Finally!
Wait a minute, this isn't from,
Yes, it is. You didn't think it is, but it is. They rewrote it many times.
Come on out and see Godspell at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center in Milwaukee.
Hello, this is Darby Broughton. Do you need to pick me up? I'll come to your home and dance for you.
Darby Broughton will come dance for you at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center now to the end of November. Darby Broughton will come dance for you. They said it couldn't be done, and it was done on Broadway. They said it would never make it off Broadway. They said it shouldn't even be on a stage. They said that all the actors should be arrested and shot. But here it is in Milwaukee at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center. Darby Broughton will dance for you.
I'm Darby Broughton. I'll come to your home, and I'll dance for you.
There's no lines, there's no script, there's no real music. Just a guy dancing around and going door to door and dancing for people. And this thing has run for weeks? Weeks and weeks?
Only in Milwaukee.
That's right, only in Milwaukee. At the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center.
I'm Darby Broughton, I'll come dance for you.
Oh, man, if I had some fishing line, I don't know.
Darby O'Broughton, I'll come dance for you. At the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center now for the end of November. Now for the end of November.
That's all, folks.
Get away with murder? You bet. Every night at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center in downtown Milwaukee. Get away with murder. The Milwaukee Journal says it's a great whodunit. And the Milwaukee Journal says it's horrible. The Milwaukee Journal says one of the best written plays in history. The Milwaukee Journal also says it's the worst garbage they've ever put on stage. The Milwaukee Journal, read it. We here at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center don't like being used in such a cavalier manner to promote a rag like the Milwaukee Journal, paid for by the Milwaukee Journal. Cut it out, Milwaukee Journal. We are the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center. You are a rag, and we've got great plays. Paid for by the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center. We're only kidding. Paid for by the Milwaukee Journal.
Please don't kill me.
I killed him.
It was a lot of fun. We liked it a lot, yeah.
It was neat. It was just neat. It's just neat, you know?
Yes, everyone's talking about the King, his sweet tooth, and Maureen at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center in downtown Milwaukee, now through the end of November. It is a fun, laugh-filled riot watching the King and Maureen and his sweet tooth.
I like the costumes. I love the language. I love the... And the brief nudity. You know what? We're all adults here.
Yeah. The blowjob. Well, I shouldn't say blowjob, I guess, but the oral sex.
It was just neat. It was a lot of fun.
Bring the entire family. Bring your grandmother, your grandfather, everybody, anyone coming in from out of town. Of course, people that live in Milwaukee are usually going out of town. Go to the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center to see the King, his sweet tooth, and Maureen now to the end of November. They only paid for 60-second spot, and we've gone over.
It's a beautiful way to be, the way it was for me. A beautiful way to be is the... Hello, I'm Margaret Gray. Join me for my one-woman-only show, Margaret Gray, A Beautiful Way for Me to Be, at the Jesus Christ Performing Arts Center in downtown Milwaukee, starting in October, ending in January, but not because the show is a failure, but because I have to get back to California and raise my son. Okay? I'm sorry to be redundant, but...
A beautiful way to be. At the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center in Milwaukee.
Oh, it's a beautiful way to be. That's me. I like that last part.
Yeah, it's great. I used to be a guy, and now I'm a girl. I used to be a guy, and now I'm a girl. I used to be a guy, and now I'm a girl.
I used to be a guy, and now I'm a girl. It's a big hit play. The best thing I've ever seen, says the Milwaukee Sentinel. Oh, my God, is it fun, says the New York Times. The Chicago Tribune, it changed my head around. Might have even changed me physically. Might have even changed me in terms of my genes. Might have even changed, well, you get the idea, says the Denver Post.
Does the Denver Post exist?
No, it does not.
Hi, this is Chef Carl Cedilia. You know me from the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm going to be in Milwaukee next week at the Chef Carl Cedilia Cooking Expo. And we'll be at the Milwaukee Expo and the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center. I'll be showing you different ways to cook, all kinds of cutlery, and lots of dozen kitchenware, too. Plus, some of my very famous recipes featuring creams and cheeses, lards, and, of course, my very favorites, the multiples, the whipped creams, and layers of the lard, and the creams.
Chef Carl Cedilia at the Milwaukee Expo and a Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center next weekend.
Just in time for Thanksgiving.
I'll see you there.
It's neat. It's neat. It's just neat. We need neat things.
I like the costumes.
Yes, it's the King, his sweet tooth, and Maureen, now playing at the Jesus H. Christ Memorial Performing Arts Center, now through the end of November. I know we did the commercial before, but we ran out of time, and we just want to tell you one thing. There are...
blowjobs.
That you'll be able to see on the stage. It's fun.
It's neat. You know, it's just neat.
At the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center for the New Year, Shorty Winston's Tennessee Ernie Ford tribute.
Some people say a man...
Listen to these people coming out of the Tennessee Ernie Ford tribute.
It sounds just like him. I just can't imagine.
I've been a Shorty Winston fan for years when he did his tributes to the McGuire sisters. He did all three parts.
What are you getting?
Shorty Winston is uncanny, says the Milwaukee Journal. Shorty Winston, it must be Tennessee Ernie Ford, says the Milwaukee Journal. Is that Tennessee Ernie Ford reanimated from the grave, says the Milwaukee Journal. Oh, my dear sweet Christ, it's Tennessee Ernie Ford. It can't be Shorty Winston, says the Milwaukee
Journal?
No. No, The Milwaukee Bugle.
That don't even exist. It's the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center to see Shorty Winston's tribute to Tennessee Ernie Ford coming up this New Year.
Another day.
Yeah. Keep her in debt.
St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go.
My ass itches. My ass itches.
Gary, Indiana. Gary, Indiana. Gary, Indiana. Let me say it once again.
Only 2 weeks left to see My Ass Itches, the great original comic musical from the pen of Bob Wainwright. That's right. Using such classic songs as Gary, Indiana, with that lisping kid Eddie Hodges, he's created a whole new world of weird.
Bob Wainwright and his comic pen, coming to the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center in Milwaukee. Don't miss it. The comic pen of Bob Wainwright and My Ass Itches.
My Ass Itches is at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center. Take it from me, Jack I. Gagdo. It's a great little item to take the little lady to so she won't be on your back for all the other... Well, I better not say it.
The other stuff
that... Yeah, the other stuff that you don't do for her.
No way you're going to make it to Dad's house. Dad's house is too far away and probably too far out for you. But if you make it, you'll make it to one of the finest prescription and one of the finest haberdasheries, one of the finest Dad's house at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center now through October. It's weird. It's wild. It's Dad's house. Come on down to Dad's house. You'll find one of the finest prescription. Dad's house at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center now through October. One more time. Dad's house at the Jesus H. Christ. Dad's house, the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center in Milwaukee. The Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center in downtown Milwaukee presents an encore of La Fionia. The wonderful love story of La Fionia. Now appearing at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center in Milwaukee for one precious night. Tickets will go on sale starting now. Go. Yes, La Fionia at the Jesus H. Christ Performing... Oh, Christ, they're coming down the street now.
The Greater Milwaukee Chamber of Commerce invites you to a beautiful play featuring the singing and the dancing of the Twirler Twins as they celebrate Milwaukee in style.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand.
Yes, the Twirler Twins, in their fourth consecutive year, entertaining all of Milwaukee. Their theme this year, Reach Out and Touch Someone.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand.
The Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center presents the Twirler Twins.
The Twirler Twins. Going out and see them. I know I'm going to take my wife, kid.
Yeah, you do that.
What's that supposed to mean?
Reach out and touch.
Somebody say something.
Get your tickets now for the Twirler Twins at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center.
Are you going?
Yeah, what do you think? Yes, coming to the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center in downtown Milwaukee. What a great memory these guys always was. Huey Lewis and the News. Yeah. I remember Carol and I dancing to this one. Gotta get me back in time. Get me back in time. Well, you don't want to hear me sing it. You want to go out and see Huey Lewis and the News. And they'll be at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center for two big shows. That's two big shows between November 6th and November 21st. See, Huey Lewis and the News. Yeah.
Special guest star, the Milwaukee Pipe Band at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center.
Unfortunately, performance sold out.
But you better promise me I'll be back in time.
Coming to the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center for one night only between December 1st and January 2nd, ELO. Yeah. Boy, I remember these great ELO songs like Don't Take Me Down or Don't Bring Me Down or something like that, and then Telephone and all that stuff. Patsy and I used to swing and dance and, you know, do all that stuff. And I was in my 50s when this stuff came out.
ELO at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center for one night only between December 1st and January 2nd.
Just pick what night you'd like them to be there, and they'll be there only for that night for you.
So in other words, if there are 30 people, want them to...
They'll be there for 30 nights, but only one night for that...
Oh, I see. Okay. The Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center.
Brought to you by the Milwaukee Journal. Ad Bag Radio.
Shoo-doop, shoo-be-doo, I love you.
Yes, the great musical stylings of Mac Fantabuli. Mac Fantabuli at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center.
I love everything about you. Your face, yes, your breasts, yes, your hips, yes, your, well, ass.
What a baby.
Mac Fantabuli at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts. Mac Fantabuli at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts. Mac Fantabuli at Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts. Mac Fantabuli at Fever Paper Puff. Mac Fantabuli at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center next Tuesday.
I love you and everything about it.
What's that, a booger hanging out of your nose? The Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center presents Alan Ellen. Alan Ellen this coming Saturday night. Hey, is that my wife? Sure it is, but you can have her. Please, take her back. I want her. Thank you. Hello. Hey, lady. Alan Ellen with every punchline in the book and no jokes. Alan Ellen at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center this coming Saturday. What are you laughing at? I'm not even funny. I didn't even tell a joke. Why are you laughing? Is it because I walk with a limp? Is it because I'm in a wheelchair? Why? Stop laughing. Please don't laugh at me. I feel inferior. I feel insecure. Stop it. I'm going to kill myself. Alan Ellen. God, is he funny. Oh, what a cripple. Quit it, will you? Alan Ellen of the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center.
The Winter Bun. The Milwaukee Sentinel calls it the most beautiful ice capade in history. The Winter Bun, a ballet on ice, telling the story of a young duckling returning home after so long a sojourn so far south. The Winter Duckling is The Winter Bun.
This weekend at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center. Go see it.
Jesus, he just ruined everything.
What's wrong?
Everybody at everything. Everybody at everything. We sell everything to everybody. Everybody at everything.
Now appearing at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center through the end of December.
Everybody at everything. A musical that you think is a place you buy things.
Now performing at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center in Milwaukee through the end of December.
Well, anyway, she said to me, once you take it, you can park that up your ass along with all the other credit cards.
Yes, the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center opened today and today only for one final performance of Bob Clendenin. Bob Clendenin has been knocking him dead at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center downtown Milwaukee, and he'll do it for you, too, with two good shows. Not great, just good.
So she told me, why don't you take the credit card, stick it back up your ass where all the other ones are?
Yes, everybody's loving Bob Clendenin at the downtown Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center now through the end of the month.
Bob Clendenin at the Performing Arts Center downtown, the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center downtown. Oh, we're only kidding. No, he isn't going to be there. Yes, he is. No, he isn't. Yes, he is.
The Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center downtown.
My people, your people. My people, your people, our people, their people. My people, your people, our people, their people. The Milwaukee Women's Theater Club presents My People, Your People, Our People, Everyone's People. Yes, at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center, this wonderful play written by Mrs. Mary Sternbergen, while she was doing some substitute teaching at the first grade at Elcock Elementary, is a wonderful play, My People, Your People, Their People, His People, performing at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center. It's the only play whose name changes every time you say it.
Their people, your people, our people, his people?
That's good, too.
The Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center, now in its 17th year, bringing to Milwaukee and the greater Wisconsin Lettuce Belt area some of the finest things that you could ever thought running out of gas.
Yeah! I like this kind of stuff.
We regret to inform you that Go Fuck a Duck has closed after only three performances here in Milwaukee at the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center. Blasphemy like you've never heard. No one wanted to see it. What a bad idea. A real rotten, stinking idea, says the Milwaukee Sentinel. Something that I wouldn't put in a cat box, says the Chicago Tribune. And this from the New York Times, I wouldn't wipe with Go Fuck a Duck. Yes, an obscene and insulting play that was put on at a place called the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center. What else did you think would happen? The producers of Go Fuck a Duck would like to say to all of the people of Milwaukee, fuck you, thank you very, very much for destroying us, for ruining us, for taking all of our money and basically throwing it into a sewer. We're broke, we're going back to New York, and probably we're going to jump off the top of a building, and you don't care, do you?
Go Fuck a Duck, closing tonight.